This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks so much for being with us. Gilbert and Sullivan's Patience is coming to NMSU's Atkinson Recital Hall. It's a production of Starlight Children's Theater. And I am pleased to have with us today director Ginger Scarborough Anderson. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Fred.
It's good to have you here today. So tell me about this production of Patience.
Patience is a delightful comedy that involves two aesthetic poets from the 1800s who are in love with themselves, and all the women of the town are in love with them except for the character named Patience, who is the village milkmaid and considered very common by the other maidens. But the poets love them, and it's a romp through history. And with beautiful, sparkling music of Gilbert and Sullivan.
Okay, it sounds like a wonderful show. Tell me about working with young people in the theater. All of the actors and actresses I know are young folks.
Yes. My cast this year is aged between 6 years old and 17. Ah. So we have a wide variety of ages. And they are so delightful. I have watched, many of these children have been with us since 2007 when I founded the Starlight Children's Theater. And I have watched them grow and develop. And my philosophy is that this Starlight is a place where children can rise to the occasion. And I really push my cast to develop and to grow as individuals and as actors and singers. And they are just so delightful because they have no idea how difficult the music is that we're teaching them and how difficult the dialogue is. They just accept it and they run with it and they soak it up like sponges. It's very fun to work with them.
Along those lines, how does this show, Patience, rate as a challenge for young people?
Patience, I have told myself that this one stretches almost every actor that I have. The character actors that I have in my cast are used to doing comedy, and Gilbert and Sullivan is a comedy, but in this case, they have to portray roles they've never portrayed before. The whole idea with aestheticism, it was a movement in the 1880s in Europe and in America. And a lot of people know of Oscar Wilde as leading that movement, but there are other poets, and they were considered very unusual by the rest of polite society. And it created quite a lot of opportunity for parodies, and Gilbert and Sullivan took that opportunity. But those poets took themselves so seriously, and they would posture and they would recite obscure poetry. And so my cast is having to do that. And the young ladies who have never really played the romantic women who were madly in love with someone are all now playing that role, and it's very fun to watch them.
As a director, how is this for you? I would imagine doing a musical is much more difficult for the director. Am I right about that?
Musicals are a large undertaking, yeah. But that's all that I do. When I founded Starlight, I wanted musical theater for children. I wanted some of the musical classics, and I chose Gilbert and Sullivan because it allows me to tailor the show to the children. But we leave the complicated songs, the fast patter songs, and
I imagine that in terms of doing musical theater, this is a great opportunity for the young people, because very often, maybe in productions at their schools, they may not have that opportunity.
Right. And many schools do provide musicals. My children went to elementary school at Desert Hills, and she provided wonderful opportunities for the students. And this is a higher level. Gilbert and Sullivan is difficult music. And to me, music makes the world go round. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to do theater without music. And I'm sharing that joy with my cast. And this year we have Ryan Fellman, our music director. He is also the the director of choirs at Oñate High School, and he is fabulous. He really, his goal matches mine of really helping the children develop and to move them beyond so that they can be independent learners of music.
Okay, well, before we wrap up, tell me a little about Starlight Children's Theater Company. I know you've put a production on each and every year.
Yes. Well, our motto is Starlight Children's Theater is where children rise to the occasion. And I mean that seriously, that we provide an opportunity for children to delve into history. We do Shakespeare and Gilbert and Sullivan, and they learn this high-level language that they've never spoken before. And as I said before, difficult songs. And we provide an opportunity for each child who wants a line in the show to have at least one. This year, each child has at least two or three lines. And by that, we help them develop public speaking skills. I've seen these children grow from sometimes being very shy, because we don't select based on fabulous talent. We select on who needs us. And sometimes they're great talent, and sometimes they're shy children who really need to develop confidence. And so we provide that for them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sounds like it's going to be a wonderful show and a great learning experience for sure. Saturday night tonight at 7 o'clock, and next weekend it will be on as well, Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock. There's a Saturday matinee next week at 1 o'clock, and a Friday children's matinee at 10:30 in the morning. This is at Atkinson Recital Hall at New Mexico State University. Tickets are $6 at Spirit Winds and at the door, or $7.50 at holdmyticket.com. And we've been talking today with Ginger Scarborough Anderson, the director of Patience and Starlight Children's Theater. Ginger, thanks for being here.